Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Old Testament reading for Christmas Day found in Exodus 40. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This is God's word. What's the most bizarre way that you've ever spent Christmas? This year may have thrown a few wrenches into the plan, what you're normally used to. Maybe, maybe not, or maybe things are just kind of like they've always been. I think of a couple that come to mind for me. One was, well, it was exactly 25 years ago that I spent Christmas Day in the hospital at St. Vincent's in Green Bay with my grandmother. She had had a stroke about 10 days earlier, and we went and spent Christmas Day with her in the hospital. Nothing like turkey dinner in the St. Vincent cafeteria. Different sort of Christmas. Of course, doing 3 years of mission work in Puerto Rico, spending three Christmases down there in the warmth. Actually, we spent two Christmases, I think, there in the heat, in a whole different culture, surrounded by a different language, a different people who just had a different way of going about things that year. Very different sort of Christmas. Well, I want to invite you this morning to take a trip with me, if you will, to one of the more unusual Christmases of all time, and it's the one that was spent in a tent. We're going to go back long before Jesus even had been born, long before Bethlehem. Because you see what Christmas is and what had happened when Jesus was born. That had been God's way of doing things since long before that. We're going to spend this Christmas morning in a tent in the wilderness with Israel, gathered together, freed from slavery, and there, in that tent in the wilderness, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, the cloud of the Lord, God's glory, dwelt with Israel. You see, we often like to think of Israel as being this whole different people from us, and we really shouldn't. We should realize that they are us. That the way Israel worshiped, and we've been studying this on Thursday mornings in the book of Leviticus, with all these sacrifices and rituals that Israel had to observe, that seems so far removed from what we're doing this morning. But it really was all about gathering in the place where God's glory dwells. It is God's glory, His way, His nature to be present with His people. And so Israel in the wilderness gathered in the tabernacle, around the tabernacle actually, brought their sacrifices, sang their songs of praise, worshiped together with the conviction that God was among them. And that, dear friends in Jesus Christ, is the heart and soul of what Christmas is. It's not how many people you can get in your house to celebrate. It's not how things are quote unquote normal. It's, does God dwell with His people? And God forgive us for having made Christmas about so many other things. So many other worries, so many other preoccupations. Does God still dwell with His people? We heard last night at our Christmas Eve services from the prophet Isaiah, who said that the virgin would give birth to a son and his name would be Emmanuel, which means God with us. Because that's who God is. The God who dwells with his people. And while I always love the Luke chapter 2 reading of the Christmas account and Matthew 1 where you hear of Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus, I've always loved the Christmas Day Gospel from John chapter 1. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Little quirk of the Greek there when John says the Word Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. The word there, dwelt, literally means tabernacled, put up a tent, came and made his home among the people of God. You see, that's why this Christmas is actually just like all the other Christmases before it and all the other Christmases before there even was a Christmas. God comes to his people. God comes to his people in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Word. In Jesus Christ, the Word puts on skin. The Word takes on a human body. The Word lives and breathes and dies for the people of God. And all along the way, God is with his people. In ways the world does not understand, and in ways that we, the church, often forget. A whole nation in the wilderness gathered around a tent of all things. And yet, the Lord God himself, who led them through the wilderness, sustained them in the wilderness, fed them in the wilderness, he was there with them every step of the way. And dear friends in Jesus Christ, as we've been reminding ourselves during the Advent season, we likewise live in a wilderness. We have been brought out of our slavery to sin instead of Egypt, and we await a land of promise, heaven instead of Canaan. So in between, we wonder where we might find God. Where does he dwell? He dwells in the Word. Because the Word is how God makes himself present among his people. The Word is, if you will, a tent. Something that we gather around this morning in the joy and the confidence that our Lord God, who rescues us from our slavery, is indeed among us. The world may not understand gathering to eat bread and drink wine, but we do so in the joy and confidence that our Lord God dwells among us. We hear sins forgiven, live in the joy of our baptisms, knowing that our Lord God is with us. In these little tents, things that seem so insignificant to the world, but for us, it is the joy and confidence that the one who took on skin to be born in Bethlehem is the one who takes on voice and page to proclaim you forgiven this morning. He's the same one who takes on bread and wine to deliver himself to you. He dwells in the middle of the wilderness in these places. You know, I was always told, I think probably growing up as a Lutheran and probably heard this reinforced in seminary as well, that every Sunday in the church is a little Easter, because we gather on the same day that Jesus rose from the dead and we're reminded of Christ's resurrection. That's a good thing to think of. We should think of that each way, living in the light and joy of the resurrection, and remembering that every time we gather around Word and Sacrament. But we can also think of every gathering around God's Word, around Christ's Supper, as a little Christmas. Because it's God dwelling among his people. It's Jesus being with you. And in Jesus, we see the glory of God. We see the God who was in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. We see the God who parted the Red Sea. We see the God who made manna rain down from heaven. We see the God who fought for Israel against their enemies when they went into the promised land. We see the God who fought for David against Goliath. We see the God who fought for Daniel and protected him from the mouth of the lions in the den. The same God who does these things, he's the same God we see this morning. In bread and wine that give body and blood, in sins forgiven, in God dwelling with you, putting up a tent, being wherever his people are found. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, your God is with you. Here in this wilderness, here in this moment, to forgive your sins, to feed you and nourish you when the wilderness threatens to overtake you, to be a tent in the wilderness where you know that he is found. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.